Hello?
Hello, Cindy. Sheldon here.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't recognize the number and your name wasn't on there either,
No
so
problem, no problem.
that's all right. Okay.
So, yeah, there are a few important questions that I had to ask you about the book.
Okay.
First and most important, what's the trim size on the book? The published one, the one you did publish.
The one that got published is the 6x9.
6x9. Okay. And what's the
Yes.
font size you use? Is it 11 or 12?
I believe that one was 12.
12. Okay. The current one you sent is at 11. I'm going to shift that to 12.
Yes,
Okay.
it was
And.
what I did was go into Word and create. That's why all that stuff is in there that you see, like,
I
give
understand.
me a second here. What tells you to how to set up the first paragraph and
Yeah, I
all that
understand
stuff.
that. Yeah.
I had to use that in order to, because see, before anything, I was actually trying to revise the book on Amazon Kindle because you could publish it for free.
I see.
And at that, at that time, I just really couldn't afford anything.
That is correct.
But in order to submit it so they could proofread it and all that, I had to have it on a Word document.
I see. I understand. Okay. Do you know the page count that we're looking at 6x9?
That one is, I can tell you in a second, because I still have the book here.
Yeah, you have the original book. Can you let me know the page count in the original book?
That is, it's showing, hang in there. Come on, don't do that. It won't cooperate. There we go. There are originally 376.
So you made quite the revision on this book because the current book, like the current manuscript that you sent me,
Yes.
when I put it in
Uh-oh.
format and I put it into 6x9, it's crossing 700 pages.
Oh my God.
You did
Yeah,
quite a
and that's with,
number on it.
well, that's without, is that without the prelude?
Yes, that is without the prelude.
Oh gosh.
Actually,
Oh
let
my God,
me.
no wonder Author House told me to make it a two-part book.
Yeah, definitely.
My God, oh my. Wow.
I was thinking of actually recommending that to you as well. However,
Well, we
it's
can
still
do that.
doable.
And I know what you mean. I can do that, but I have to do some finagling around there or anything to get it to have two
Yeah.
volumes.
Yeah. It kind of depends because if the book has a situation in which you can put it on a decent cliffhanger, only then you'll be able to like split it. The manuscript you sent me is based on 8x11 right now. Okay? The trim size.
And on 8x11, and it's still 700.
On 8x11, that's 340 pages. Okay. On 8x11. When I switch to trim size, actually, let me do it. Let me give you the exact count.
Okay.
Size, paper size, 6x9.
Well, what about when you have to add the prelude?
Let me actually check the prelude as well. Give me a second.
I tried to keep that down, page-wise. It's supposed to be just a little short blurb explaining the main storyline. It's supposed to help.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's I guess you typed and Ellie kept typing, because on the prelude at 8x11, it's 34 pages.
Oh my God.
You did quite a number on it. Let me put that in 6x9 as well. Here goes 6x9. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm doing this. Give me a second. This section, the whole document. Okay.
I hear you. Oh my God.
Let's
and I cut it down too. I wonder.
I understand. Happens. Happens to everyone.
Seeing the one I have here, the prelude was numbered in Roman numerals.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, golly gosh, darn it.
It's okay.
I bet there's more than
30. Yes, there is
more than 34 pages in the book.
Yeah.
Oh my. Doll. And like I said, I cut out a lot of the prelude. I just didn't feel it was necessary.
Yeah.
I needed certain points to come across in that in order for people to understand why, my readers to understand why, you know, something was going on or something was said.
I didn't read that, you know.
That's why I put that stuff in the prelude, so that they understand that the character said it previous to the main storyline.
This is about 60 pages on 6x9.
Oh, Lord. That's too long.
That's a novel in itself.
I guess so. Holy cow.
Okay, let's see what we can do about this. Let's see what we can do about this for now. So the total page count we're getting here is 66 there and 704 here. And I'll be honest with you. The font size right now is 11. The one you sent me.
Well, I know that. The computer set it up for me. The program did, I should say. Because I've been in Word document the whole time. Because I had to in order to send it over to Amazon Kindle.
Okay. We'll work on it. We'll see what we can do about it. In the meantime, the second question I have for you, which is also an important question. The editor was going over the book for, you know, publishing purposes, of course, they have to go through the book to see if it's according to the standards, right?
Yes.
So he asked me to give you a suggestion that, well, since you already have the editing available, the size of the paragraphs that you have, the paragraphs are huge.
Uh-oh. So break them down?
Yeah.
I see, I couldn't gauge them. I had a lot of trouble gauging them on the Word document.
Think of it this way. In some situations, like, there's a paragraph that's going through the entire page and on to the next. You probably read books as well, right?
I don't want that either. I don't want that either.
Okay, I want you to do something. I want you to take a day or two, okay?
Okay.
Take a day. Think about it. Given that you have around 760-something pages, actually, to be 780 pages, and this is without getting, you know, the breaking down of the paragraphs and putting it into format. If we're going to put it into format of a book, it's probably going to increase. Okay, so we're looking at around, somewhat around, a bit below 800 pages. I want you to give it a good thought. Go over your book once. See if it can be split in half. Okay?
Okay. Well, I tried to make cliffhangers at the end of each chapter.
Then see if one of those cliffhangers around the middle of the book seems like a good place to, you know, break it off and, you know, convert to a volume 2.
And I hear you. Okay.
Otherwise, I honestly don't mind. Like, we could just, you know, publish the book as it is. But honestly speaking, nobody can carry an 800 book that's 6x9. It's difficult.
Well, I have to agree with you. I do. I really have to agree with you. Come on.
That's a brick. It's no longer a book.
That's for sure. Paper is heavy.
Yeah, paper is heavy. So for your readers to have something, like, even when it's people with like 300, 400 pages book, even then they're like, wow, this is thick. But 800 pages, that's even going to be hard to hold, to be very honest.
Wow.
It's on you. That's what I'm saying.
That's all right. I mean, I would. It would be all right if I, you know, I can split it.
Or you can split it. Okay, that's why I want you to give it some thought.
I can split it, yeah.
Give it some thought. Talk to the team. Okay.
All right.
You already talked to Daniel once, right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So I'll talk to him as well. I'll tell him to give you a call. But once you decide where you want to split it, how you want to split it, okay, I'll talk to my editor once you tell me that. And we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
All right. Well, no worries. I'll just have to find a way to get the money.
But first,
get two volumes
published. See what he can do for you, okay? See what he can do for you. He's just trying to be the one who can actually make these decisions on giving you the discounts and everything. I just look over the project and give you advice on what's good and maintain a good communication. That guy is the brain behind most of the operation.
Oh, okay. All right. But do you think I should talk to Daniel, though?
Yeah, I will actually tell him. Let me, once you tell me the split that you want, I'll actually tell him to give you a call, okay?
Good, okay.
So once
sounds good to me. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, so he can talk to you through what's required, what can happen, what we can do for you. because I'm still relatively new at this, like to handling projects and everything. And
all right,
but still, it's been like a year plus. But he's like, you know, a level up. So
okay.
Personally, yeah, he
now
would give
I know
you better
what
advice.
You mean.
Yeah, he would give you better advice.
Well, I don't know about better. I just, you know, he could probably give me a little more advice. But
yeah.
See, this is my, I'm new to this too. I've never written a novel before. All short stories and all that, but which got published and all that. But this was my first attempt at a novel.
Oh, to write this much and still you're saying you have to cut down stuff, that means you have so much you can go for. Like, think of it this way. If you go for a volume one, okay, you see how it turned, and you'll have time to, if you want to make additions to the volume two, you'll have time to do it. You'll have time to add new stuff if you want. That's the
biggest. Oh, yes.
You can create a series out of this. But now, what will happen? You can gauge the response with the first volume.
Okay.
So think about it. Think about where there's a good split, where you can give a cliffhanger that will really, you know, whoever's the reader would actually want to, I want to know what's going to happen next. Like you told me, the person who's actually suspected of the murder dies eventually as well, gets murdered as well, right?
Yes.
That is such
a
cliffhanger. Something like that.
Yeah, but that's not, she doesn't die until the fourth chapter.
I'm saying something like that, something similar like that. You can use it. If there's a part of the book that has an intense moment, but an intense moment that's, you know, can be considered a cliffhanger and has a proper ending to it, you can use that as a break between the books. So
that puts in my mind when she murders her ex-husband that she's been living with, that would be a cliffhanger.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That you need some time to turn this one through, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Take that time, okay? Get back to me on text or on call. It's on you. Anytime is fine. I'll talk to you on it. And then we'll see how things go, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Well, he gave me some ideas and inspiration.
Well, that's pretty much my job.
Honestly,
by the storyline you told me, I'm actually interested in it as well. So.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not just saying that?
No, it's a good murder mystery. What's not to like?
Okay, I have a lot of people at work that want to read it, and there's a few of them that are, they like to try to solve the mystery before they find out.
You know what you should call them? Those are potential buyers.
Oh. Okay.
Think of it that way.
That sounds good.
Your initial opinion, if you tell people about the story somewhat, don't give them the big facts, gauge the response of the general people around you. That will tell you how big of a boom your book's going to make.
Well, like I said, everybody I talked to before, which were, you know, quite a few friends and family and coworkers. And they were all interested. I mean, they said they couldn't put it down.
So that means you have something that is worth you know, if people could become interested just by hearing about it, that means it carries a good amount of worth. Right?
Well, thanks. Yes. Yeah, you're right. I should be thinking about that because I'm thinking, what if people don't like it?
You're getting positive responses when you tell people the story, right?
Yes. Yes, so. I do. They want to know what it is, you know, what it is. I was kind of wondering if people didn't have enough of murder mysteries yet.
There's never enough murder mystery. And as a person who reads a lot of books, trust me, there's never enough.
Well, wow, okay.
Like, consider Sherlock Holmes. It's still the only thing that was there was murder mysteries.
Exactly, and I loved Sir Arthur Conan Doyle is one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Absolutely, totally. I mean, even though he didn't like Sherlock Holmes,
I wish I had the
whole set.
It wasn't that he didn't like it. It was that the character became more popular than the writer. That is what actually got him so.
That's true, because they would always say, they would always refer to him as Sherlock.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was like, dude, I'm a person myself. I'm the writer. I made him. Praise me, not the character.
Exactly.
That's why he do you know the history of it all? That he killed Sherlock Holmes in one of the novels, right?
Yes.
When he did.
Yes, because I've got a copy of an old version of his Sherlock Holmes Comes Back, or I can't remember what the name of that. But it just has his, yeah. And I want all of his novels. I want them. I want them so bad.
One day. Like, for this, this creates such a boom, you know, then you'll be like, you'll have your own shelf. Think of it this way. Somebody's going to be talking about your novel the way you're talking about Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I would love that, Sheldon. That's what I dream about. I've dreamed about. See, I've been writing stories since I was 5 years old. I haven't been writing them. I used to make them up. And my mother said she would listen all the time because she liked them.
So you already had potential fans since, you know, you were
young. Yep.
So that means you're a good storyteller. And you've been developing talent for quite a while. It's time, you know.
Actually, yeah, I guess when I think about it, yeah.
It's about time people see that talent written in a book.
Well, thank you, Sheldon. Thank you. That's encouraging.
So what I want you to
I never... Yeah. Wow, what?
You can go ahead. I'll talk after. What were you saying?
Nope, that's... You go ahead.
So, yeah, again, the task I have for you now is take your time. Let's say by Friday, if you can't get it down by Friday, we can talk on Monday as well. Absolutely no problems. But take your time on this because this is an important decision. Okay? Decide.
And I know what you mean.
Yeah, decide the break. If you can't, let me know. I'll talk to my editor and see if he can, you know, do something about it if it's possible because it's a huge book.
It is. And I want to, you know, if this helps you guys too, that's what I want to do. But like I said, I want the Pulitzer.
Well,
I'm sorry,
the reason,
I want
the reason why the reason why we always have, most people ask us, most of our clients ask us this, and why do we send a strategist, like when we already, you know, when initially we already know what we're going to get, we have that, why do we send a strategist over? Every time we send a strategist over, that is because they can help you get better. They've been in this, they've been doing this for so long, they know what are the requirements, they know the little minute things people miss out.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why that's why I recommended to you that, yeah, I can give you advice, but they can give you the smaller details, what's more important. And that's why we talk about everything. I've been talking to you about the indentations. My editor also told me the indent style that you have right now, right, you know, going on right now, that every paragraph has an indent before it starts. Compared to, you know, current fashion and writing, it's pretty old. To have an indent.
Oh.
Yeah. We look at everything, honestly. The writers
well,
will
I had to.
Good.
I had the indent every paragraph to it. The instructions told me not to indent the first paragraph because it would automatically do it. Well, I didn't see it do it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we really need to, like, when... But, So yeah, I'm gonna give this to the editor once you decide, and
okay,
we're gonna work on it.
Well, I should, because I know the story so well. I mean, the original manuscript, I have that with me.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, because the original manuscript. But there were no chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was separated from the other.
Mm-hmm.
I even took some scenes and put them in another chapter because it worked better in that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that.
Oh my God, I didn't notice.
So I tried to make it interchangeable.
Wait. you remember I told you that your font's 11?
Yes.
Yeah, I can order it into 12. We have 836 pages without the prelude at 12.
No.
Yeah. You have the Word file open. Okay, you have the Word file open with you? Can you open it?
Yes.
The Word file you sent me.
That's
okay.
What I was doing right now. I was trying to do that right now because I had the prelude up already. Okay. I'm going to go into the one that I said.
Yeah. But I think it was named Dave Grayson.
Yes, because Word asked me to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to put my actually publisher in there, but you know, that's like I said, that I had to.
You don't need.
I
to
had
do
to
that.
Let him go because.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hang on a second. This is not working.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
All right. All right. Hold on. Come on. Okay.
Yes,
Kathy,
I'm so sorry for the break.
I pulled up the wrong one. All right. I have so much trouble.
I'm going to send this to a brand new team of
You have a good idea of the novel. I think you can manage this by next week.
It shouldn't take long to.
You can skim through the. You like get to the middle of the book, see, around between the chapters, see what you can do.
Do all different things to find it.
But just have a little faith in me, and I'm giving you my word. This is my bread and butter test. So I'm not going to be fooling around with you.
There we go, found it. Okay,
nice.
I got it.
I know, and I'm not asking
that's
you.
Good, that's good, that's good.
All I'm asking you as a human to another human, just to have a little faith.
Okay, now what was I looking for?
Sure that you get the
oh my gosh.
So did you open it?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do is, on the top layer, you see File, Home, Insert, Draw, right? Top left.
It says what?
File, Home, Insert, Draw, Design. Once you open the Word document.
Yes. Okay.
You see those, right? You see layout as the sixth option?
Yes.
Okay, click on layout.
All right.
Hit the layout section. The third option is size, right?
Hold on. Where are you? Yes.
Yeah, so it's size. Click on size, and at the bottom of it, you'll see more paper sizes.
Aha!
Do you see it?
Got it. Yes.
Click on more paper sizes, and on width.
I did.
On width, just type 9. Change it to 9, and height, change that to. On width, change that to 6, and height to 9. Okay.
On what?
You see a small pop-up page setup.
Yes.
On page setup, there's width and height.
There it is.
Yeah,
I found it. I'm sorry.
On width, it's going to be 6, and height's going to be 9, okay?
Okay, 6, width,
and 9.
Don't click OK
yet.
I won't. I'm just trying to...
Did you do it?
I'm still trying to get width down to 6.
You can just, click the box and, backspace, remove it, and type 6, that's it.
Okay, there we go, and then, what do we want for
height?
9. 9?
9, yeah.
That should only take a second.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so wait, 9.
So there.
Okay. No, not okay yet. On this pop-up, bottom left, you see apply to.
Yeah.
On the apply to, click on it, and you should see this section, this point forward, and the whole document. Okay, click on whole document.
All right.
And
I
then
did.
Then press OK. Your entire book will be converted to 6x9.
Okay. Now I click OK.
You start to see changes in the pages. They become smaller, right?
I didn't look.
Did it work?
I did not look. I apologize.
It didn't change?
Okay. Okay, there we go.
Perfect. Okay. Give it a while. On the bottom left of your screen, okay, you should see page. On the bottom left, there's page 1 of something. Right?
They're not numbered.
No, they don't have to be numbered. They don't have to be numbered.
Oh.
The total number of pages.
Just what?
On the bottom left
total,
of the whole
total
screen.
Total number of... Oh my God, I see it. Oh, gosh.
Wait, there's more.
Hang in there a second.
There's more.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Okay, now, again, where you clicked layout, you see the second option is home, right?
Hold on. I think it threw me out of layout. There we go. Okay. Now.
Yeah.
It
not
says,
in layout. In layout. In the same in the same line where layout is written, the second option is home. Like file, home, insert. You see home?
There we go. Okay. I
click
see home.
Okay. What
all
I
right.
want to do is click on the document, like the document to general, anywhere on the document. Okay.
Okay, I did.
And press Control A on your keyboard.
Okay, hang in there. Control A like Apple?
Yeah, A for Apple.
Okay.
It selected the whole document. Okay?
Yes.
Now, in the Home section, you see the option for font and font size, right?
Well, I have to click on them again because it's kind of not. Uh-oh.
What happened?
Well, it put them side by side. I want them. I don't want them side by side.
Oh, it's due to the size. It's due to the size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, well, my margins aren't, my outside margins aren't very good either.
Well, for now, you don't actually have to do this. I'm just letting you know that you like
oh.
the page amount, okay? You don't have to do this. You can go
oh.
back to layout. You can go back to layout, and you can just, you know, go to size again.
Okay.
And just click the first option, that's letter 8.5 by 11.
I got it. That's my very first one.
Yeah, it will convert to the normal size that you had, and you'll get the 340 pages.
Okay.
But that was just to let you know the number of pages that are going to be if you are going for a regular novel 6x9.
Okay.
So, yeah, that gives you an idea, right?
Wow, yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, take your time. We're here. Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much.
No problem at all. If you have any questions, feel free to reach me out, text me, or call me on my phone, okay?
I will.
Perfect. So, feeling inspired?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I am. It kind of makes me excited.
That's good to hear. So, take your time. Let me know. We'll see what we can do about this, okay?
Okay.
Well, Cindy, I guess that's enough for today. Or do you have any other questions?
Okay. Not that I can think of.
Oh,
this is kind of exciting. I'm anxious to get to find out, figure out which one I want to
break down.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to where you place the break.
Okay. Like I said, it shouldn't be too bad because I put a cliffhanger at the end of each chapter.
That's great.
Except the last one.
That's, of course, it's supposed to be the ending. That can't be a cliffhanger.
Exactly.
If that's a cliffhanger, there are problems.
I agree.
So
I do agree. Well, thanks. I like this.
It's a good talk.
I do.
Talk.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So I am going to get back to the rest of my work. This was a good talk. This was productive. And I'm glad to see you feeling happy about it. Okay? So,
well, I am happy about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just realized you wrote 800 pages of a novel book.
I know.
By the way,
which I didn't.
But do,
no wonder
do realize,
it took me a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
You have to realize, by the way, this is 836 pages without the prelude.
I know, without.
So that means, yeah, that
that's
means
what I'm thinking
we're
about.
Hitting around 900 pages with the prelude.
Oh, but I gotta have the prelude in there, Scott.
We'll make the prelude there. It doesn't. If we're gonna split the book, the preludes can get there. No problem. Relax.
Thank you.
Okay.
All
take
right.
Your time with this. It's an important decision. Take your time. Okay.
It is, but I should. I can see me getting done by Friday. I can't.
Then we're gonna talk on Friday. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, Cindy, have a good day. Enjoy your moment.
Okay. And you too, please.
I will.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Get better, though.
I will. I'm just going to go home, take a nap, probably walk, or, you know, wake up after 12 hours.
I hear ya. I work 10-hour days, Sheldon. Yeah. 10-hour days on my feet. Constantly moving.
What do you do for a living?
I work for Amazon. It's, you know, at their the fulfillment center. That's what they call the warehouse.
Oh,
shock me.
Okay.
And I what I do is actually count the items
that
people have bought.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure there's the correct number and make sure they're all correct. There's no damage to them or, you know,
mm-hmm.
nothing's missing, stuff like that.
By the way, I have one question I forgot to ask, which is a very important question.
Okay.
Do you have an ISBN for this or are you using an ASBN?
When I had it on Kindle, Amazon Kindle, they gave me an ISBN number. But
mm-hmm.
It's my understanding
mm-hmm.
that I have to, you know, Word will not create an ISBN. They won't.
What?
It won't. It won't.
Mm-hmm. That I know. That's why I was asking if you have an ISBN or not.
At this point, no. I have to say no.
Okay. You don't have an ISBN. We can work on that later. No problem.
I did when I had it from Author House, but that was, gosh, you're talking 2008.
The last time you published the book was 2008?
Yes.
So this book is from 2008, then you worked on it for a year and rewrote it.
Well, I had to work on it for a year because of another publisher.
Mm-hmm.
They want, you know, I was keep running into trouble there, so I had to drop it.
It's fine.
That's
okay.
But
don't
I
worry.
Mean,
we're here.
They were trying to help, but
it
just didn't pan out.
And
I'm tired
sometimes.
Of it not panning out. I hear ya. I understand that, Sheldon. I was just feeling scared because all they try to do is buy my all my rights and then cut me out.
No, actually, okay. Talk to, like, next time you have a conversation with Daniel, talk to him about this, okay?
Okay.
This is important. He can actually get you the copyrights and everything done as well, okay? But for now, tell him you will deal with that later. But for now, work on the book, one where, you know.
I will.
Slow process, slow and steady. Let's take it that way, okay?
Yes, that's the way I've had to do it. You know, I've had to keep myself paced, and I got frustrated because, you know, I would be interrupted and I was thought I was going to get it done and then didn't. There was just no way to pay. And now that I know how many pages there are, holy cow, no wonder.
Yep.
No wonder it took me so long.
Yep.
Because I still had to practically revise the whole book because my ex-business partners did that much damage to the story.
Think of it as a positive notion. Now you have a huge book. There's always
that
a
side
that's good in life. There's always bad and good. They sometimes go together hand in hand, you know? Sometimes your bad experience eventually turns out to be a pretty good one.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this one sure did.
Yeah. Sometimes a bad situation brings you to a good decision.
Well, that's true, too. I you know, I keep forgetting that. And I have learned a lot doing that, you know, experiencing
our bad experiences that teach us important lessons, you know?
Yes, and it did. Taught me a lot of important, you know, messages. I mean, you know, lessons.
Yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to look forward to talking to you Friday.
Perfect. Perfect. I look forward to talking to you as well. So,
okay.
Let's put a dot on this today, okay? I'll talk
All
to
right.
you on Friday.
Okay, now,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to break down the paragraphs?
No. We're going to do that. I was asking your permission if you would allow us or not. Or do you want to touch the paragraphs to stay that way?
You do whatever needs to be done. I want it professional looking.
Okay, perfect. Whatever we do, okay, how we work is whatever we do, we're going to do it in batches, okay? And I'm going to constantly share it with you. Okay?
That's wonderful. That sounds great. I like it. Okay.
So we'll take your approval on every batch. So everything's according to your liking as well. So in the end, like, it's your book, we're going to satisfy you. If you're not satisfied, what's the point?
And I hear you.
Exactly. So, we'll hit that on Friday so we can get started on work because the writers are excited as well. They gave a bit of read to the book. They're excited to work on it, okay?
All right. Thanks. And I'm intend to have the 500 by March 31st.
Perfect. Take your time. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You
I'll
too.
See you on Friday.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.